state-of-the-art collapsar jet simulations imply undetectable subphotospheric neutrinos, by Azilia Guarini et al. Mounting evidence suggests that the launching of collapsar jets is magnetically driven. Recent general relativistic magneto-hydrodynamic simulations of collapsars reveal that the jet is continuously loaded with baryons, owing to strong mixing with the cocoon. This results in a high photosphere that is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 12 cm. Consequently, collisionless internal shocks below the photosphere are disfavored, and the neutrino production in the deepest jet regions is prevented, in contrast to what has been naively assumed in the literature. We find that subphotospheric neutrino production could only take place in the presence of collisionless subshocks or magnetic reconnection. Efficient particle acceleration is not possible in the cocoon, at the cocoon-counter-cocoon shock interface, or at the shock driven by the cocoon in the event of a jet halted in an extended envelope. These subphotospheric neutrinos have energy a nu is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 5 GeV for initial jet magnetization sigma 0 equals 15⁻²⁰. More than one neutrino and antineutrino event is expected to be observed in Hyper-Kamiogande and Ice Cube deep core for sources located at Z is less than or equal to 0.1, only. Considering the collapsar rate, this implies that the detection chances are poor. Because of their energy, these neutrinos do not contribute to the diffuse flux detected by the Ice Cube Neutrino Observatory. Our findings have implications on neutrino searches ranging from gamma ray bursts to luminous fast blue optical transients. This was state-of-the-art collapsar jet simulations imply undetectable subphotospheric neutrinos, by Azilia Guarini et al.